start a new series today. And the series is going to come from the book of Joshua. I'm going to read with you Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 6. And I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. After the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant. He said, "My servant Moses is dead. Therefore, the time has come for you to lead these people, the Israelites, across the Jordan River into the land I am giving them. I promise you what I promised Moses. Wherever you set your foot, you will be on land I have given you. From the Negev wilderness in the south to the Lebanon mountains in the north. From the Euphrates River in the east to the Mediterranean Sea in the west, including all the land of the Hittites. No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live. For I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you. Be strong and courageous. For you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors I would give them." So, let me give you a little introduction to the series before I start with the sermon. I want you, as you sit there for a moment, to think about the kind of Christ follower you would like to be. What are things that you would like to have more of? Maybe more courage. Maybe more compassion. Maybe more joy. Maybe more happiness. Maybe more positive thoughts. What are the things that you would like to have less of? Maybe less anger. Maybe less negativity. Maybe less critical thoughts. So here's the good news. By God's power, we can close that gap between who I am and who God has made me to be. And we're going to see that as we walk through this book of Joshua, because Joshua challenges us, dares us to believe that the best is yet to come. My best days are not now. My best days are still there for me. They're ahead of me. Joshua dares us to believe that this is not where we are. There is a promised land, a Canaan that's waiting for us, full of God's gifts and full of the presence of God, where I become that person that God intended me to be. Now let me give you a little background on this that I want you to remember, so you can keep this in mind as we go through the whole series. For the people of God, this journey to get from where they were to the promised land started in Egypt. And how did that journey start? They were slaves. They were slaves of the Pharaoh. They couldn't do anything for themselves. They had no rights. They were stuck in their Egypt. Then God came and God took them out of Egypt. And God took them through the wilderness. And in the wilderness, they were set free. But unfortunately, they enslaved themselves again. Because instead of choosing God and choosing what God had in place for them, they chose fear. Because God brought them right to the edge of the promised land at Kadesh. And God says, "Go in, go take what is yours." And what do the people say? "We're afraid. They're too big. We can't do this. We're turning back." And what happened to them? They never saw their promised land. They never became the people that God intended them to be. And that whole generation died in the wilderness because their mentality was a wilderness mentality. then there's a new generation that we will meet in the book of Joshua. A generation that comes to the River Jordan. And as they stand on the banks of the River Jordan and they look across the Jordan, they see the promised land. And we will see how this generation says, we don't know how we're going to do this. Because there's a huge river in front of us. But we're going through that river. And we're going to take God at His word. And we're going to stand on the promises of the Lord. And we are going into the promised land. And you will see how they inherit the promised land. So my friends, here's the promise from Joshua. The promised land is there for us for the taking. But there's one condition. We have to leave behind the wilderness and the wilderness thinking. And we need to break down the strongholds that prevent us from crossing into the promised land. So it's time to break the strongholds. So the first stronghold this morning that we are going to break is the stronghold that's called I can't. And boy, do we know that one so well. I can't. I can't stay away from fill in the blanks. And it takes hold of my self-control. I can't keep a job, and it takes hold of my self-image. I can't forgive, and it takes hold of my relationships. I can't believe that God can love me just as I am, and it takes control of my faith. And before I know it, I can't has robbed me from all those gifts that God has in store for me and that are mine through Christ Jesus. So against this backdrop, let me take you back to Joshua, not the book, Joshua the man. If ever there was someone who could start off by saying, I can't, it was Joshua. Because his book starts with a crisis. His moment of having to do something starts with the words that says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, Moses, the leader. Moses, the one who took them from Egypt. Moses, who took them through the desert. Moses, who stood before God for them. Moses, who through God's grace helped them to get to where they needed to get. And now there's no Moses. And then God says to Joshua, verse 2. Actually, the Hebrew is so beautiful. It says, kum is the Hebrew word. Do you remember the word talita kumi? Get up, little girl. Kum in Hebrew means to get up. The Lord says to Joshua, get up, Joshua. Get ready. And then take these people into the land that I am giving them. It's so different of what I think Joshua would have wanted to hear and what we would want to hear. Maybe he would have wanted to hear, Joshua, take a period of mourning. Joshua, go on a retreat. Joshua, go see a therapist. God says, get up, Joshua, and get going, because you can do this. Moses is dead, you're right, but I'm alive. And who is the one that actually brought you out of Egypt? Who is the one who opened the Red Sea for you to walk through? Who is the one who gave the manna and the quail? Who is the one who's going to open this Jordan River? Joshua, you can do it. Break the stronghold. Joshua, I think, had another reason, good excuse, to want to say I can't. He had actually 2 million excuses. Because you read the book of Numbers, it says the people that were gathered with Joshua were 2 million. 2 million inexperienced Jews. They had experience of the desert, and they knew about snakes, and they knew about spiders, but they knew nothing about breaking the walls of Jericho. They knew nothing about fighting the Canaanite armies. They knew nothing about facing these Ammonite people who, the word says, were an ungodly, barbarian people. God says one thing to Joshua that lets him get up and go. I'm going to take you back to that second verse again. God said, my servant Moses is dead. So now Joshua, get up, get ready, and lead these people across the Jordan River into the land I am giving them. Did you hear that? Not the land that I might consider giving them. Not the land that they will have to fight for. Not the land that they will have to purchase. The land I am giving them. It's a done deal. Joshua doesn't have to take the land. He only has to possess the land that God has already given. The victory is yours when you say, I can. Because God says to you, get out of the wilderness. Get across the Jordan. Because I can. And if you say I can and you walk with me, I am giving you your promised land. And you go read the rest of the book of Joshua, and then you come to Joshua chapter 24, verse 28. And what will you see? It says, and Joshua sent the people away so that they all could go and live on the land that they have inherited from the Lord. Because they said, I can. It's time for us to take hold of that inheritance that is ours in the Lord. For so many people, there's the struggle that when God came in their lives and took over their lives, they're not sure how to do that. They're not sure that this is really true of them. Someone put it this way. It says, for some people, their conversion is, they think of their life as they're driving an old, run-down clunker that is filthy, dirty. And then they drive into the car wash, and then they come out on the other side, and now they're driving a clean, run-down, broken, old clunker. That's not true. Your inheritance says, when God comes into your life and changes your life, God is not doing a paint job on your life. It's not a makeover. You are brand new. I'm not saying that. The Word says that. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Paul says, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become what? A new person. The old life is gone. Where was the old life? In the wilderness, filled with fear, filled with I can't, filled with this can't be me. The old life is gone. And what has happened? The new life has begun. Life in the promised land where I live from the inheritance that is mine in Christ Jesus. Yes, you can. Yes, this is what God gives. It is our inheritance. So do you need more self-control? You have it. Do you need more self-confidence? You have it. Do you need more faith to walk? You have it. Do you need more compassion? You have it. All it needs is a paradigm shift. Because isn't it Paul, same Paul who says in Philippians 4:13, do you know that verse? They're going to read it at my funeral one day. I can, says Paul, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ and God who gives me strength. I can. You can. It's yours. Leave the wilderness and take what is yours and live in your promised land that God has given you. I think sometimes we don't live there because we don't know our promised land. Can I tell you about the promised land? In the promised land, we live from victory, not for victory. because the victory is won. In the promised land, I live off the strength of my Lord. Can I take you back to the word of God that says in Ephesians 1? I pray that you will understand the incomparably great power that God has for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength that he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead. Do you realize that the power of God is in you? How can you say I can't? If the same power that said, grave, open up, let my son come out, is the same power that's in you and it's in me, how can I say I can't? There's nothing in this world that can make me say I can't. But because it's my power. In my power, I can't. But in the power of the Lord, I can. Sometimes I think we don't understand this inheritance that God gives us, this promised land living. And we land back where the Israelites were, right back in the wilderness. And it keeps us from promised land living. Because in the wilderness, I'm overwhelmed by the world. By the wilderness, I'm overwhelmed by my fear. By the wilderness, in the wilderness, I'm overwhelmed by the, I can't do that. Can I remind you what I said in the introduction? And that generation died in the wilderness and never tasted the fruit of the promised land. Never became who Christ intended him to be. In the promised land, I don't live from my ability. I live from God's ability. So what is it that you need? What is it that you are saying today, I can't? I can't forgive. Well, God can. And his power is in you. I can't control myself. Well, God can. And his power is in you. I can't, but God can. His power is in you. It's a challenge, my friend. Leave the wilderness. It's time to break the strongholds. Amen. Father God, thank you for the promise of the promised land. And that is ours, Lord. It's not one day, it's not 40 years away, it's right here, right now. Where we can live promised land lives. Help us, Lord, to take what is our inheritance and to live that. Because we can through Christ. Thank you that as we struggle and stumble some days, we don't give up, Lord. You take your hand, and you help us up, and you walk with us again. And you remind us who the victory belongs to, for it is yours. We don't have to take the land. All we have to do is to receive. You have given it. Thank you that we may live in the land of promise. For Christ Jesus is our Lord, and he gave his life so we may have life. Thank you for the most amazing gift of your Spirit that helps us to live this way. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God, that you are the one that comes and says into our lives, yes,